the rest of the story. In addition to the obvious hardships and horrors, war can be a lonely business. So you'll understand why on that dark night in the not-so-Pacific half a century ago, February of 45, the Marines started singing. One man at a time at first, tunes that glowed with faint echoes of happier times. Every Marine on that Seabee supply barge knew with his head that the others were there, but not until their voices were raised in song did they actually feel the presence of one another, and so was the loneliness of war fought back in those tense, terrible hours before the famous amphibious landing. Now, for most of your life, you've pictured in your mind the dramatic sculpture of the Marines planting our flag on a distant, desperate shore. But now, whenever you think of the bloody Battle of Iwo Jima, from now on, you're going to remember the rest of the story. One of the Marines aboard that supply barge sang a song for his buddies that became the battle hymn of the Iwo Jima landing. As I say, it was February 19, 1945. As the ship reached the dangerous beach, all of the Marines aboard were singing it. As the Marines from other landing vessels landed, they caught on. They began singing it as well. It was an Australian newspaper correspondent who first reported to the outside world that the Battle of Iwo Jima had its own anthem. And pretty soon, American servicemen the world over were singing it. First on cruisers and aircraft carriers throughout the Pacific, eventually on the beaches of Italy and France. Military radio operators flashed the lyrics to every outpost that asked for them. It was very important to get the words to the song right. Then American civilians caught on. Lawrence Tibbetts sang it. And the CBS Lucky Strike hit parade. And one night at Toots Shore's restaurant in New York, Ethel Merman led a chorus of patrons in that battle hymn. The choir included Eddie Duchin and Frank Sinatra, Gene Autry and Frank Buck, Walter Winchell and Grantland Rice, even Justice William O. Douglas, William Randolph Hearst, Franklin Roosevelt Jr., for the battle hymn which serenaded its first battle in February of 45, when the 5th Amphibious Corps hit the Pacific's most fortified shore. That song, the words to that song, over the tune of the Stars and Stripes Forever, were written in 1931 by a girl named Marjorie Stotler, grade 7, age 11. You see, through the gloom of that night, before the Iwo Jima invasion, the Marines aboard that CB supply barge had begun singing college songs, a variety of them. They kept on singing them until they got to one Marine who protested he had no song to offer because he'd never gone to college. He'd not even attended high school. And so after a polite invitation by his comrades, he began singing the school song of his alma mater. Junior high was as far as he went in school. And the only song he remembered was Three Cheers for Jones Junior High. It's the best junior high in Toledo. And that's right. Soon everybody was echoing his words. Three cheers for Jones Junior High. It's the best junior high in Toledo. As the Australian journalist who first reported, quote, "The battle for Iwo Jima was won on the playing fields of Jones Junior High School, Toledo, Ohio, USA. And now you know how that could be, because now you know the rest of the story.